What is God asking you to do this Lent? Notice the question wasn't, what are you giving up this Lent? It's, what is God asking you to do this Lent? Last weekend, I was at a gathering. We were sharing a meal. And of course, just a few days before Ash Wednesday, the conversation turned to Lent. And the person across the table from me said, I'm giving up sugar for Lent, just as they're cutting into this very delicious-looking, probably very sugary dessert. And I said, why? Why are you giving up sugar for Lent? And the response I got was, because I really like sugar. So I asked, how does that draw you closer to God, by giving up sugar for Lent? Didn't really have an answer, and I think that's common for us. I think we start with the wrong question. We should be asking, what is God asking us to do this Lent? In the first reading, we hear, really it's a Jewish creed, of how this family goes down into Egypt, and God blesses them, and they become a nation. But they're under slavery. But again, God's aware of that, and sends Moses to lead them out of slavery into the land overflowing with milk and honey. And they are, because of that gratitude for what God has done for them, they offer the very first fruits of the land. They give to God part of what God has given to them. Is God asking you to become more generous? Is God asking you to recognize that everything you have is a gift from God, and encouraging you to maybe give part of it back? In the second reading, we hear Paul ask the question, what does Scripture say? And then he goes on to talk about and explains that if we believe in our heart, if we profess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and he rose from the dead, then we can be saved. Is God asking you to maybe read Scripture more, to dig into Scripture more, to understand Scripture, maybe to go out and do something more to learn about God, listen to God's word that is written? In the gospel, we hear how the Spirit sent Jesus into the desert for 40 days where he ate nothing and was tempted. Is God asking you to maybe spend more time in prayer to help overcome temptations that are in our lives? Is he asking you to maybe spend at least 15 minutes every morning in prayer? Is God asking you to maybe, during Lent, go to one extra Mass during the season? More, you know, just not the weekend, but maybe another day during the week. The Mass is the best way we can pray. It's the most complete way we can pray. And maybe if you can't do that, is he asking you to come spend an hour in adoration that we have here every Wednesday? Or there's other parishes that have it at different times, and Cathedral has it whenever there is not a Mass going on? And if none of that works, can you stop into a church and go visit the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle? Is that what God is asking you to do this Lent, to help strengthen you to overcome temptation? And if you don't know what God is asking you to do, right now, and I mean literally right now, ask God to show you what he wants you to do this Lent. As you approach the altar to receive the Eucharist, beg God to reveal to you what he wants you to do this Lent. The Holy Spirit, just like he led Jesus into the desert, the Holy Spirit is leading you to where God wants you to do this Lent. Because once you know what God wants you to do, then we can go to that second question. What are you going to give up for Lent? In order to make room for God in your life, in order to make room for what God wants you to do, you have to give up something. So maybe you go out once a week, or maybe you go out to eat lunch every day at work. maybe you want to give that up, and instead the money you would spend on that, offer it or donate it to the food pantry that we have right here, or St. Vincent de Paul, or something else? Is God asking you to give up maybe your prejudices and your preconceived notions when someone comes up and says, "Can I have a couple dollars?" and to open up your wallet and hand them out? That's being generous. Is God asking you to give up TV because he wants you to study Scripture more? And by shutting off the TV, it gives you that time to open up Scripture, to read Scripture, to study it, to pray over it. Even praying the rosary as a family, there's a lot of Scripture in there. Or, instead of the TV, go to form.org, which our parish subscribes for. All of us can get onto there free and watch some of the very good training, very good education, very good things you can get there at form.org. Is God asking you to go out and proclaim Jesus to others? And if you say, "Yeah, I do that on Facebook, Instant Messenger, on all those different things, Twitter," how about get rid of those apps? And instead of proclaiming God, talking about God via them or other things, instead use that other little button on your phone that says phone and actually call someone up and talk to them. That's social. Or go to a nursing home and just visit with someone. Take Jesus to the nursing homes, to the homebound, to the sick. You don't have to know them. They will help you identify those people. Or what about your parents or your grandparents? Have you spoken to them recently? All of us know someone who is lonely. All of us know someone that needs to have Jesus brought to them. The church asks us to fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. What about fasting every Friday in Lent? And if you do that already, what about adding the other traditional day for fasting, Wednesday? By fasting, we begin to get closer to Jesus because we get to experience part of what he experienced in his 40 days of not eating in the desert. And by beginning to understand Jesus better, by getting closer to God, then we can do what God wants us to do. We can fulfill what God is asking us to do. And that is to go out and proclaim to all those we encounter, not just during Lent, but throughout the rest of the year, about Jesus Christ, so that we can become the icon of Jesus.